We are live. Welcome to the Rome Show. I got a motivational speaker here. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm okay. You know, yeah. The sun is shining here. I mean, it's cold, but the sun is out. And when the sun is out, it always makes a difference. So, yeah.
Right. Definitely appreciate you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely. And you're like the fifth person from Canada I got on a podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, us Canadians, we got it too, you know.
All right. Gotta ask, is Drake one of your favorite, being from Canada?
One of my favorites? I respect him and I admire what he's created for the city and what he's done, for sure. His work ethic and, but I mean, he's all right, you know, I guess.
You're not going to see him at a show or not like that?
No. I did see him live in Philly with some other, I think it was Meek Mill and some other guys a few years ago, but I the tickets were free, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the people on my platform that don't know, can you tell them about your brand and what you do a little bit?
So I am a speaker, a transformational speaker, coach, content creator. I basically, in a nutshell, I use my story to contribute to the healing of the world. I've been fortunate enough to, you know, move, I call it the four P's, move from passion to pain to passion to purpose to pay. So it all really just started with my story. I'm the founder of a company called Elevate, elevating women to new heights. And Elevate was crafted with the intention of fostering transformation and facilitating personal growth for women.
Super dope. And when did you get that going?
I've been speaking now for about 15 years. It started with publishing my memoir. So I really just, all I wanted was just to publish, share my story. And the book gave birth to speaking, and then everything just kind of trickled from there. So yeah, about 15 years speaking, and then full time about, I'm gonna say six, a couple years before the pandemic. Yeah.
Super fire. So are you like independent, like you got, or you have like a team management, or you do everything on your own? Okay.
I'm independent, but I'm kind of in that phase now where I am looking for, you know, possibly an agent or a PR manager, just someone that can kind of help carry the load. You know, as an entrepreneur, I'm sure you know, pitching, proposals, marketing, everything is on your back. So it can get tiring. And, you know, and I realize that I do, you know, need someone. More so in this phase that I'm at. I'm not sure how much you know, but my son passed away 9 months ago. So it's been, you know, coming back to work. I just decided I want things to be light. I want things to just flow. I don't want to hustle hard anymore. And, you know, I just want things to feel light. So, yeah.
Right. Sorry about your son.
Thank you.
Right. You need time to relax.
Yeah, I didn't do anything for about 8 months. So I'm just got back to work about a month ago. And even that is not overwhelming. It has given me a newfound inspiration, new vision, new mission. And even navigating through that it's a lot, because it's a whole new vision. And it's like, I worked so hard on what I was doing, and now this has kind of just changed things around for the better. It feels, even though it was purpose-led before, it just feels more purpose-filled now. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, everybody goes through like their own different hard times, and you have your own hard times, and you just had a big hard time. How do you keep going?
the main thing for me is, okay, well, obviously I have my son was 30 and then I have my 16-year-old and he definitely, I think if it wasn't for having him, I think things would look very different. Oh, I know things would look very different. You know, my son was my person, my twin soul, my companion, my, you know, best friend. So things would be very different if I didn't have my 16-year-old, because he is grieving also. And it gives me a sense of purpose, another sense of purpose to have to want to be there for him. You know, he is my first priority. And knowing that and having that kind of, it's not that it takes me away from what I'm going through, because I am dealing with that, but it does give me a reason and a purpose to push through. So next to that, and actually prior to that, because I think in order for me to do that, it's self-care. I that is like a non-negotiable for me. If it wasn't for, you know, my self-care routine, my morning routine, exercising, eating well, having a healthy, good, solid friends and tribe, community, that's all a part of self-care. And really just investing in my healing and personal growth. And it is hard. It's not that it's, oh, I just wake up and like, oh, I want to take care of myself today. It's a fight, especially, you know, the first, you know, recently, I'd say in the last month or so, now I'm like learning, okay, if I'm going to have a good day or if I'm going to push through this, I have to work out in the morning, because it's all of what I did prior to experiencing this. And I wasn't able to do it for the first few months. And I realized I was falling into like a dark place, you know, without exercising, without taking care of myself, without eating right, without sleeping. I can see why people fall into that dark place. Like it's such a thin line, you know? And I caught myself. I'm like, no, I'm going to push myself to work out in the morning. I'm going to push myself to listen to podcasts and read and take care of my body and my mind. And that's what's really, I know it's making a huge difference. Yeah.
Right. Gotta be. What's like your top three things? Is it like going for a walk, exercising, having that good plate of food?
Definitely supplements, because I can't possibly eat what my body requires or what our bodies require on a daily basis. Like you can eat 50 salads, you're still not going to get what you need. So my right. supplements, you know, it completely changes my energy. You know, when I'm not taking them, I feel a huge difference. Supplements, working out for about an hour. And if I don't have an hour, which we all do, we make the hour, at least 30, 45 minutes of a good sweat. That would be second. And third is, I think, a combination between, because it does contribute to your personal growth, tribe, community, and investing in your growth, investing in your healing, whether that means hiring a coach or having a mentor or, you know, being a part of a congregation or reading the word or a self-help book. It's kind of a mix of that, those three things. Yeah.
Okay. That's a good three picks. So you've been in the game for a long time, basically a legend. What's something that you haven't done yet with your brand that you want to do?
I have a whole list. I just challenged myself to write a list of 100 things that I want to do. 100. And I think I'm at like 70, like little things. Could be like plant a garden or, you know, little things. At the top of that list, I think it's number one, is to relocate to a warm place, somewhere where the sun shines all year round. You know, Canada, no, we don't live like Eskimos. It's not like that. It's the same weather, because lots of people are like, oh my God, Canada. So no, we have the exact same weather as New York. It's the same weather on a daily basis. It's to relocate. To where? I'm still trying to figure that out. Like, I've been to a few places where I thought maybe it would be there, but like last year after my son's passing, my son and I went to Colombia and then Panama, and I thought maybe it would have been Colombia because the cost of living is a fraction of what it is in North America. It's so cheap, but it's not there. So might be where I am from, which is Portugal. It might be there. I don't know, but the goal is to get out of here for sure. Yeah.
Fresh start.
Yes. Yeah. Just have my garden in the backyard, be able to walk on the beach, you know, whether it's mid January or mid November, you know, talk to my neighbors and go for walks and work from my backyard, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So like if somebody wanted to book you to come talk or like, you know, coach them, how do they go upon that?
They can contact me right through my website, which is elizabethcorea.com. So it's my full name right there on the screen, .com. And they'll have like a contact form there. They can read a little bit more about, you know, what it is that I do. In terms of coaching, I just now stepped back into it. Like, I haven't even announced it. So there are going to be some changes on my site, but coaching is the type of coaching that I do. I call it purpose coach. So really just taking an idea of yours, like something you maybe you do for a passion, for a hobby, it's a passion, and learning how to and working together and trying to figure out how we can turn that into pay, into a profitable business.
Super dope. It'll happen. And yeah. You coach any age, or you got to be a certain age?
No, any age. I'm a youth speaker as well. So I do, you'll see that on my Instagram page. I work with a lot of youth, a lot of young adults. So it's not an age thing. I mean, I just met a 14-year-old new entrepreneur at this event that I was speaking at. It was so, so refreshing to just hear her speak and share her journey. So entrepreneurship can start at any age, really.
Yeah. 14. Yeah, that's young too.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, I told her she'd be a millionaire by the time she was 18.
Right. Who's your most influential mentor?
Jeez. I've gone through a lot of different phases. So at different seasons, it was like, like last year it would have been Coach Stormy. I'm not sure if you've heard of Coach Stormy. You probably have, right? She's network marketing, but she's way so much more than that. She's built an empire, literally. And now I wouldn't say that I have one specific person. I do love, you know, listening to people like Bob Proctor and Tony Robbins and Marie Forleo, Joyce Meyer, Yolanda Van Zandt. Like, I love all these different speakers and authors and coaches, but right now I'm in the content creation phase. So I'm creating a lot of content, and like, I've got online courses and, you know, all these different digital products that I'm learning to market and advertise and build. So I spend a lot of time on YouTube right now, just listening to different content creators, content coaches. And so that's the phase that I'm in. So it all depends on like the season. What am I trying to master in the season? What do I want to learn? And then I just commit my time to focusing on that thing and who can teach me to do that thing. Because I'll tend to get to go all over the place, right? So I think that's like a good word of advice also. You know, what season are you in? And who is doing that thing and who is being that thing, and just focus in on one or two people in that field, in that industry. And I think that is how successful people build or become successful. They're not all over the place. They, you know, they kind of zero in on one particular person or two.
Right. That's how you stay focused too.
It's not easy.
It's not.
I'm a creative, so it's not easy. I'm the person. I have to control myself because I'm the person that will have, I'll come up with an idea right now while we're on this podcast, and we'll end this podcast. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to go build that. I'm going to go do it. And I, you know, haven't even completed what I was working on for the past few weeks, right? So it's, I have to be careful with that. There is a book called The One Thing by Gary Keller. You have to read that book. And it is, it's a game changer. It is a game changer. Like, the book changed everything for me. Not only does it teach you how to time block, but it teaches you how to, it teaches you how to focus on one thing, how to the most, how to build that thing, you know, make the money you want from building that one thing, and then moving on to the next thing or adding another thing that's connected to that one thing. So it's similar, therefore easier to build because you've already built the foundation, but how to really focus on one thing before you move on to the next.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I got to get that book. I got to read
it. It's so, I'm sure you've heard of E.T. Eric Thomas. So yep. He was one of my like original coaches, Eric Thomas, Kendall Ficklin, Glenn P. Brooks Jr. Like they were, I coached with them for years. Like I was a part of their program for years. They actually, that was where I really kind of built my speaking business. It was with those guys. And they're the ones that suggested we read this book. And we were just like, I was blown away. Yeah.
Right. I got to get it. How do you protect your energy? Oh, your good energy away from bad energy?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. I have this thing that I say, and I think it means more to me now than ever. My son, I used to say, you know, my son was, I tell him, like, when I grew up, I want to be just like you. He was the perfect version of me. You know, he was just kind, humble, just respectful, never fought with anybody, never had any enemies, never, like, he was just that guy that everyone loved and respected. And I used to say to him, we had this conversation, and I don't know if I said it to him or he said it to me, but I said, surround yourself around people that make you feel glad to be alive.
That's a good one.
And it sounds, you know, yeah, okay. But when you really put thought into it, like, do your people make you feel happy to be alive? When you're around them, do you feel alive? You know, like really alive? Or do you feel insecure? Do you feel less than, you know, do you feel like you're not seen, heard? And now I'm living by that, you know, more than ever. Because death does that to you when you lose somebody, not just somebody, like your person. You know, you look at life very differently and you look at your energy very different. It's like, if I'm going to be around something or someone, it must contribute in some way or form to my happiness, to my purpose. And now that may mean that you're not, the purpose isn't for you to serve me, but the purpose is that I'm here to serve you. So it's something. And when I'm serving, that makes me feel happy to be alive. So it's not about me being served. It's about purpose. Yeah. Right. And that's how I do it. It's, I ask myself, before I say yes to this event, before I go there, before I say yes to going for dinner with a friend or meeting up with somebody, you know, how is this going to make me feel? And for the people that are in your life that don't make you feel like that, I just, because, you know, unfortunately, some of them could be family. So it's not like you can get rid of them. They're not going anywhere, right? So right. I would say to that is set boundaries and be clear about your boundaries. You know, don't let things slide in don't let something slide that's actually hurting you, disrespecting you, degrading you. Like anything that makes you feel like that, be very clear. Like, I'm not going to tolerate this. I want you to know that. And from now on, I'm going to eliminate my time with you. I will come around you when I feel like you've grown or you're working on yourself. So it's not about dissing them or degrading them or, you know, completely shutting them out. Although some folk you probably do need to completely shut out.
Yeah.
You know, you're probably familiar in that space. So it's why you still have them around. It's like a trauma bond kind of thing. Right. But that's what I would say is be clear with your boundaries. And it doesn't make you feel, you know, lit up from the inside. You know, just protect your time and your energy. It's easy. It's actually easy. I think it's harder to be around that and to allow that to happen. Like, to, I think that's hard. You know, I think back, you know, I think back to the years we wasted like around people that were, I was like, I'm like, what was I thinking? Like,
right.
Why did I hang on to that friendship for 15 years or, you know, cause I was familiar, right? It was familiar. So
that yeah. Trauma bond.
That is a serious thing. That is a real thing.
Yeah, it really is yeah. Too.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So I got a couple more good questions.
Okay.
How do you decide, how did you decide on your career path? Like what made it like, this is what I'm going to do?
It came from volunteering. So for me, that's where it started. It started with volunteering my time. And I was volunteering in youth shelters. I was volunteering at church. I was volunteering in a couple youth prisons. I was in my early 20s. And I discovered, that's where I discovered my passion. And I was volunteering in these places because one, my social worker at the time, because I was getting myself caught up in a lot of trouble. You know, I had a very rough upbringing. I was, you know, born in the projects. I got caught up in the projects for years. I got myself into a lot of things that, you know, no young teens should be out here doing. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about without going into detail. And that went on for years. Like I spent all of my teens and my childhood in that environment, in those environments. And my social worker at the time said, you know, I think you should start volunteering. You know, you've got a lot of time on your hands. And so I started volunteering. And then being in those spaces, it was changing me, but without even really knowing, like I didn't really know it was changing things for me. I started to feel a sense of purpose because these young youth and young teens who were younger than me, they were teens and I was, you know, in my early 20s, they were where I was and they were looking up to me, like my story. And I was going to church and I was trying to change my life and, you know, and I was sharing my stories with them and they were just so engaged in my stories and they felt so connected to me. And, you know, they would say, I'd show up and they'd be like, oh, miss, you know, yeah, that guy I was dating, yeah, I kicked him to the curb or I don't talk to him anymore, that guy, or, you know, and so they felt inspired by my story, my presence, my connection. And that gave me a sense of purpose. That made me feel, you know, seen, validated. And I was like, I like this. I wasn't getting paid. I was volunteering. And I'm like, I wanted do this. Like, I wonder if there's a way I could get paid to do this so that I could do it all the time, so that I could do it every day. Cause I got the same, I needed to make money legally. Right. So I was like, I got to find something to do. So I went to school to be a child and youth worker and I was, you know, running programs. I was working in schools and organizations at church, different churches. And that's really how it started. So I would say I didn't go looking for this platform. I discovered it while fighting for my life. And it's why I came up with the concept of the four P's, you know, teaching women how to move from pain to passion, to purpose, to pay. Because right. That was my journey.
So basically your gift came and saved you basically.
100%. It started with my son, giving birth to my son. I was 16 when I got pregnant and he gave me a reason to fight. He gave me a reason to survive, you know, to live, but it took time. Like when he was born, I was, you know, completely obsessed with him. But it was like, I have to, things have got to change. You know, I'm a mom, and that took, it took a while. And the reason I went seeking help, you know, having my social worker to begin with and mentors at church, was because I wanted to change, and I wanted to change for him. And then through that, discovering my passion, that gift. Yeah. Cause it's a gift. I'm able to, the way I connect with young people and women in general, my gift is I have a God-given gift to uplift people. Yeah. That is my gift for sure.
Super fire. You know, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. Before we wrap it up, what's some advice you could give to somebody who wants to become somebody like you? Be like a motivational speaker, start a business.
I would say start listening to speakers and coaches and content that will teach you how to do that. Start attending workshops or seminars in your area, conferences on personal professional development to become that thing. So if it's a coach, if it's a conference, you know, that you want to attend, just really start wrapping your mind around all things becoming a speaker or coach. Now, it could be overwhelming because there's so much content online, so you got to be careful. I know I got caught up. So I would say find 1 to 2 people, whether it's Lisa Nichols, Grant Cardone, like whoever. Like you want, find a couple people who are doing that thing. Eileen Wilder, she teaches people how to build a speaking business. So find 1 to 2 people online. They've got, you know, crazy content online on how to do that, how to start a speaking business, and just become obsessed with their content. Every day, dedicate 20 minutes to listening to them, reading their content, their books, whatever they have out there. And then get number 2. So there'd be 3 things. 2, get clear with your story. You know, E.T. would often say, nobody wants to know what you went through until you can teach them how you got through. Because we all have a story. There should be a billion people speaking and doing what I, you know, what I do, over a billion, because everyone has a story, but not everyone has overcome that story. And not everybody has mastered the lessons and the tools that help them to overcome that story. So what's your story? And then the lessons, the teaching lessons. Okay, that's your story. 1, are you over it, right? Are you healed? And how did you do that? So I think those 3 things to start. And of course, get in contact with me and I'll help you.
Right. Yeah. No, I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you. You're doing amazing work. Keep serving. Keep shining. I know being a content creator is not easy. You know, you guys make it look easy. Someone said to me, oh, start a podcast. I'm like, huh? No. I'll be a guest on the podcast. I am not starting a podcast. So, you know, I appreciate you and the work that you're doing. I've checked out some of your content and you just have this, you know, humble, chill vibe, spirit. And it's beautiful for the work that you're doing.
Definitely appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.